Hi, and welcome to The Journey for this week. I'm Nick, the sound editor, and I'll be filling in for Jude. We're already 3 weeks into autumn. How's the weather in your part of the world? In Wollongong, it's been fantastic. It's been a little bit of sun, a little bit of rain, and it's just added up to a wonderful first few weeks of autumn. Now, I'm nearly as much of a cricket fanatic as Jude, so I'll be quick. The World Cup is quickly coming to an end. They're already into the quarterfinals, and we've already seen some fantastic cricket, records broken, and cricket history made. Go the Aussies. The NRL and AFL have kicked off for the year. I hope your team has had a great start. I'm really looking forward to the footy this season. I'm sure there'll be plenty of good sport on the TV for weeks to come. This week we're kicking on with all our usual goodness on the show. We've got the Arise Lenten program. We've got a bunch of our favourites. We've got some fantastic music lined up for you, and I'm sure it's going to be an amazing show. Like I said, kicking off, we'll be using the Arise Lenten program that we've been running for the past few weeks, and that has been prepared by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong to assist people around the country in prayer groups, in parishes, in schools, to journey through Lent in solidarity with each other, using some fantastic resources, which we're able to give you for free every week. So the psalm for this week, written by Tracy Coombs, is Psalm 51, Create a Clean Heart in Me, and it is a fantastic piece of music. Now, Jude wouldn't tell you, but he was also one of the people who's been helping out with recording that, along with Marilyn Ung, Daniel Hopper, and Louisa Court. That psalm, written and performed by Tracy Coombs with the help of a few others. Then we'll have the gospel set down for this week. Jude will be reading that. And the gospel passage is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 30. And then following on from that, we'll have a reflection on that gospel prepared by Sister Hilda Scott and Father Michael Fallon. Leading into the break. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Create a clean heart in me. from the Holy Gospel according to John. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. These approached Philip, who came from Bethsaida in Galilee, and put this request to him, "Sir, we should like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip together went to tell Jesus. Jesus replied to them, "Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you most solemnly, unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Anyone who loves his life loses it. Anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for the eternal life. If a man serves me, he must follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there too. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. Now, my soul is troubled. What will I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this very reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." A voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." People standing by who heard this said it was a clap of thunder. Others said it was an angel speaking to him. Jesus answered, "It was not for my sake that this voice came, but for yours. Now, sentence is being passed on this world. Now the prince of this world is to be overthrown. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all men to myself." By these words, he indicated the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord.
A missionary daughter of charity working in Ethiopia told me that once when she was ministering in a poor village, she'd visited yet another hovel that was the home of an elderly couple. Sister was a nurse and was tending to them. She must have got to know them fairly well because when the old father was dying, the family sent for Sister. Although crowded, Sister came into a solemn and silent house. There was an air of expectancy, of deep listening. Then it happened. The old man opened his eyes, looked into the eyes of his son, and mouthed words that only the son heard. He nodded reverently, and the old man breathed his last. No one moved, but all looked at the son. He quietly spoke his father's last words, and an even deeper silence fell on the crowd. After a long time, they dispersed. Mystified, Sister waited until some time later, when it was more appropriate to inquire about this strange scene. It was explained that when it became known that this man was soon to die, people began to gather in the house to hear what he had to say, because the last words of a person who was to die were revered and understood to carry an individual meaning for everyone who heard them. In that Ethiopian village, such is the sacredness of another's final words. And here is Jesus, imparting to us some of his own beautiful final words. They carry an individual meaning for each of us. These words tell us some important truths. Death in its many forms is essential in all our lives. Like the grain of wheat, we will die to selfishness, to the ego, to everything that keeps us apart from ourselves and others, and therefore from God. Jesus tells us clearly that we can call God Father, as he does. He gives us a fairly accurate picture of what loving us is about to cost him, and lets us know he will not be deterred. He is giving us a ray of hope. You and I are not doomed to a life of isolation, where there is no relief from our concerns and worries, no matter how things look or how much we think we deserved our pain. He has it all in hand. "I will draw all of you to myself,"